The pandemic has complicated efforts to revitalize Indigenous languages. Many programs have shut down entirely, especially in rural communities. But others are using technology to reach their students and to bring far-flung tribal citizens into the fold. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reflects on her own experience.
It's a Wednesday evening in December. 5 p.m. means the end of my workday and the start of Wampanoag language class. I'm zooming in from my home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Other students join us from our homelands in southeastern Massachusetts. And from Boston, New York, West Virginia. After an opening prayer, we get to work. Like most Indigenous people in America, I live away from my tribal community. My career has taken me to Pueblo country, and it's not likely to take me back to Wampanoag homelands anytime soon. Until recently, that meant I'd given up the opportunity to learn Wampanoag Atua'onk, the Wampanoag language.
I didn't realize how many students want to come and couldn't.
Tracy Kelly is a linguist and a teacher with the Wampanoag Language Reclamation Project. She's long dreamed of creating online language learning resources.
But there wasn't complete community buy-in.
The biggest hang-up, she says, was that digitizing our language could make it vulnerable to exploitation by outsiders. But then the pandemic hit.
It was kind of like the perfect green light, you know? I was like, okay, you're on. Good thing you've been working on this because we need stuff now.
Kelly built a secure language learning website just for tribal citizens and their family members. It's called Kanusi, which means talk to me in Wampanoag.
So teaching on Zoom has definitely presented its bit of challenges. You know, it's just a whole different way of relating to people and building community online.
Plus, Zoom hasn't increased accessibility for everyone.
It's not ideal.
Robert Hall is a language teacher on the Blackfeet Nation in Montana.
We live in a place of a lot of poverty. A lot of people just don't have the technology suitable for online learning.
So he broadcasts on the Rez radio station.
What a morning, what a morning.
And in addition to this Thunder Radio broadcast, he streams the show live on YouTube. And he posts video lessons to the site, complete with a cast of puppet characters who tell Blackfeet stories and sing songs in the language.
It is important to admit and to accept that we need to be entertaining.
Hall's videos have traveled far beyond his res, reaching far-flung Blackfeet across the U.S. and Canada.
I'm very unapologetically res-centric. But with that being said, just because you're not growing up on the res doesn't mean that you ought not have access to our knowledge.
Minya Gaines and her daughter Danielle Urbina are grateful that their tribe has adopted that sentiment. They're citizens of the Acoma Pueblo, an hour west of Albuquerque, but they live on the East Coast.
I think my mom was the one who saw the language class, and I was like, we have to do this.
Her mom says even though she grew up in her tribal community, her older relatives didn't teach her the language. They were Indian boarding school survivors.
So they weren't allowed to speak their language at the boarding school, so some of it got lost.
The class, hosted by the Acoma Learning Center, is helping to break that cycle of loss.
I felt more like I knew who I was afterwards.
Yeah, same. I think it means everything. It gives me the opportunity to carry on culture that maybe I wouldn't be able to just because of the lack of proximity.
As for my language, Tracy Kelly says Wampanoag Atua'onk is only going to get more accessible.
I would love to have video games, computer games, you know, apps like you would see on a kid's tablet. Let's have those in Wampanoag, you know? I'm envisioning taking this way farther.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.